Pakistan has confirmed with the UN that at least 333 US drone attacks have hit country's tribal regions since 2004. The attacks have killed as many as 2,200 people, among them 400 were confirmed as civilians, with another 200 regarded as non-combatants.
We also raised it in the United Nations Security Council under an agenda item which was dealing with small arms and light weapons. And earlier we also raised it in Geneva in the UN Human Rights Council in the context of Human Rights Council session we just ended. So I think a good beginning has been made, the objective being to build the international public opinion, because in our view, drone strikes are against international law and are also hold implications for interstate relations.
Islamabad has shared official details with the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights and Counterterrorism, Ben Emmerson, during his visit to Pakistan in March to help the United Nations to investigate into the US drone attacks. The UN has pointed out that the involvement of American CIA in drone operations has created an almost an unsurmountable obstacle to the transparency. The UN says that the civilian death tolls referred in its report is likely to be underestimated because of underreporting and obstacles to effective investigation on the ground. The UN has called on the US to reveal the number of civilian casualties caused by the drone attacks in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen and Somalia. Who and how many were killed since 2004 is still a mystery, as the tribal region bordering with Afghanistan largely remain inaccessible for independent media and right activists. Much of the data coming from the tribal region about drone strikes is based on official figures believed to be underreported in an effort to contain anger not only against the US but also here the government in Islamabad.
Close to 3,000 innocent Pakistanis have been victims of US drone strikes. So the US is constantly trying to cover up the issue of the deaths of innocent civilians that have been dying since 2004 as a result of the UN strikes. And it is that strategy that has been used to continue drone strikes, because the US has been claiming that they have been specifically targeting the militants and the terrorists and the Al-Qaeda.
Now all eyes are on Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who is scheduled to meet with US President Barack Obama on Wednesday in Washington. The US drone attacks, Islamabad says, would top the agenda of his discussion with US President. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.